Okay, yeah, hi.
Hello.
Ciao.
Say ciao just for saying goodbye or hello.
It's Italian. I think ciao is only goodbye. Well, we're not saying ciao yet.
It will come later.
Of course it'll come later. That's, of course, everything comes later. It comes before that. All right, let's not get into time now. We got a show here for you. Knock on Wood is the name of the program. I'm Steve Charney. We're going to hear the... What is this? Hold it. What are these recordings here? These aren't the recordings. Oh, man. Did Harry come in here? I think he replaced all the recordings. This is great. Oh, jeez. Let's see. What's on the CD player? I had something else on that CD player. All right. What is this? Linda Arnold. Broadway Banana. Well, when he comes in a little bit, I'm going to have a talk with him. What is he doing changing all my recordings here? I don't believe this. I had other things planned here for today. All right. Well, he hit all the other stuff. I guess I can't find it. Show must go on. Let's hear Broadway Banana, Linda Arnold. Why did he pick this one to play?
Miss Banana.
Just a minute.
It's time for your number.
Oh, I'll be right there.
Broadway Classics and More. The Rainbow Palace is the name of it. This is Knock on Wood, and I'm Steve Charn. Oh, here you are, finally.
Hi, Steve.
Come over here.
What do you want?
What's going on here? I had everything else planned here. I was going to play a whole bunch of other people, Bill Cosby and Alan Sherman, and suddenly you change all the CDs and the records here. What's going on? Why did you play Broadway Banana? What's going on?
Bananas, Steve. Bananas.
What about them?
Bananas are funny. We need more of them on the show.
You think bananas are funny?
Oh, they're funny, all right. The look of them, the feel of them, even the name sounds funny. Bananas!
Yeah, all right, I can see that.
I think the whole world should have more bananas in it. It would be a much less stressful place, Steve. I think literature, song, drama should all include at least one banana in it as a sign of good faith.
Huh?
Sure, we'd start off with the great songs of yesteryear. Tie a yellow banana around the old oak tree. The Yellow Banana of Texas. Or how about the movie? She wore a yellow banana.
Ribbon.
No, I'm not ribbon anyone. I'm serious.
It's she wore a yellow ribbon.
You're not getting this, are you?
Well, I just thought...
Bear with me here, okay? We could change Shakespearean plays to fit this new paradigm. You've heard of King Henry V?
One of his great plays.
It'll become King Henry the Banana. Or how about Romeo and Banana? Mick Banana? Julius Banana?
Are you sure?
Hey, hey! This is important stuff I'm doing here! I'm solving the world's problems!
Oh, solving the world's problems! I thought you were just killing time before we play another recording.
You and your ilk.
Hey, don't bring my ilk into this.
Why not?
My ilk have enough problems without you dragging them through the mud.
Sure, they're related to you. Anyway, enough of your ilk, unless they're wearing banana hats.
An ilk with a banana hat? It would look silly.
Not an elk, an elk!
I knew you couldn't resist that joke.
Books! The Naked Lunch! The Naked Banana! The Naked City! The Naked Banana! The Naked Ape! The Naked Banana! The Naked Beanbag! The Naked...
Hold it, hold it. There's no book called The Naked Beanbag.
I just wanted to see if you were paying attention. How about Uncle Tom's Banana? Gone with a Banana! Moby Banana! Banana in the Rye! Little Women? Too serious. We'll rewrite it so it'll be Little Bananas! God's Little Anchor? Too maudlin! God's Little Banana!
Are you sure you're not overdoing this?
Hey! If the idea is worth doing, it's worth overdoing!
Go ahead, then.
Walt Disney. All of those movies need some editing. Beauty and the Banana. The Banana of Notre Dame. Snow White and the Seven Bananas. 101 Bananas. The Banana King.
How much longer do the listeners have to put up with this?
Oh, I could go for the whole show.
Well, stop it. You're annoying me. We're going to hear a recording now.
All right.
This is from Dr. Demento's Greatest Novelty Records of All Time, Volume 1, the 1940s. And, oh, man, the Hoosier Hot Shots. I like bananas because they have no bones.
It's not the Hoosier Hot Shots. It's the Hoosier Bananas.
You're right.
And you're listening to Knock on Banana.
Hot Shots. This is Knock on Wood, and I'm Steve Charney. Oh, man, Harry's taking over the show.
Bananas, Steve! Bananas!
Didn't you get out of your system yet?
Ha! I've only begun to fight.
Right.
Okay, I'm going to sing a song now. A song that I wrote about the banana.
Mm-hmm.
You're going to help me on the guitar?
No.
I'll play the guitar by myself, then! Give me that guitar!
How are you going to play? You got wooden fingers.
Doesn't matter. I'll work it out.
Okay, go ahead.
A banana song. If you're going to Indiana, won't you buy me a banana, please? If you're going to Montana, you should learn to play piano on the keys. If you're leaving for Savannah, won't you take out my piranha on its leash? And if you're going to Alabama, you should carry your old banjo on your knees. The banana is a funny bird. It likes to hang out with a herd. Don't have wings and is contoured. The word's absurd and so's the bird. If you're going to Nirvana, won't you smile at the camera? Cheese! If you're going to Tijuana, don't forget your green iguana in Belize. If you like Louisiana, you should carry your pajamas, PVDs. And if you're gone to Havana, won't you say hello to mama, please? The banana is a funny bird, likes to hang out with the herd. It don't have wings and is contoured. The word's absurd and so's the bird. If you're gone to Susquehanna, won't you give a big hosanna in Japanese? If you're heading out to Ghana, I want you to wear my bandana, Louise. If you're going to Savannah, won't you fly the rebel banner in the breeze? If you're gonna Texarkana, won't you say hello to Santa in Burmese? Yeah, the banana is a funny bird, likes to hang out with the herd. Don't have wings and is contoured. The word's absurd, it sows the bird. The banana is a funny bird, likes to hang out with a herd. Don't have wings and is contoured. The word's absurd and so it's the bird.
Day-o, day-o, daylight come and me won't go home.
Man, I'll have to ask you not to shout like that.
Well,
it's like right in my ear, man.
Well, it goes with the song.
Yeah, but don't holler in my ear,
well,
man.
Well, it's authentic calypso.
Yeah, but like
shout.
When I stand next to me, man.
Well, the shout go with the bongo drums.
Well, not my bongo drums, man. I mean, move away.
Well, like. I don't see why.
No. Stand over next to the guitar, man.
He sent me over here.
Yeah? Well, then sing soft, man. You know, I mean, like, wow.
Okay. Day!
It's too loud, man.
Day!
That's better.
He's a day, 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 oh, daylight come and me won't go home.
Yeah, man.
Who work all night and a drink of rum.
Daylight come and me won't go home.
Stock banana till the morning come.
Daylight come and me won't go home. Lift 6 foot,
hold
seven
it,
foot, eight
hold
foot
it,
punch.
Too loud, man. Too loud.
6 foot, 7 foot,
hold it, man.
Eight
it, hold
foot,
it, man.
Punch.
My ears, like my ears. No, hold it, man. It's too shrill, man. It's too piercing.
Oh, well, I don't see why.
No, it's too piercing, man. It's too piercing.
Well, I got to do the shout.
No, man, it's too piercing. Like, I don't dig loud noises.
Well, you ruined the whole...
piercing.
...record is what you do.
Yeah, well, tough. I'll take my bongos and go, man, because the whole thing is, like, bugging me anyhow.
Yeah, well, wait a minute. I won't shout.
No, I'm cutting, man, like I didn't want to make this gig in the first place.
No, wait a minute. I'll be soft.
Yeah? Well, then back off from me, man. It's too piercing.
Okay. How's this?
Day-o.
Too loud, man.
Okay. Day-o.
Too loud, man. I can still hear you. Would you mind leaving the room?
Okay.
Day-o.
Crazy.
Daylight come and me won't go home. Daylight come and me won't go home. Her beautiful bunch of ripe banana.
Daylight come and me won't go home.
Hide the deadly black tarantula.
Daylight come. Oh, man, don't sing about spiders. I mean, ooh, well, like I don't dig spiders.
Well, that's how the song goes. Seagulls. Hide the deadly black tarantula.
Daylight come and me won't go home.
Is that it? Can I leave now?
Oh, not yet. We got a big finish.
Hey. Yeah, man.
I locked myself out.
Crazy.
I come through the window.
Daylight come and me won't go home.
Wow.
Stan Freberg. Banana Boat Song. That's from the best of Stan Freberg.
For you youngsters, you may not realize
it's sort of a take. First of all, that's sort of a takeoff on that Harry Belafonte song, Calypso Music, that was very popular back in the 50s and early 60s, and also a little bit of a takeoff on the whole beatnik thing of playing congas, which they would do a lot of. Okay, let's see. It is Knock on Wood, and I'm Steve Charney. Harry has insisted that we need more bananas on the show just to, well, you're saying bananas are funny.
Yeah, they're funny. Bananas are funny, there's no question about it.
Mm-hmm.
And now it's time for strange facts about bananas.
Oh, boy.
All right, Steve. Did you know that bananas are not in the fruit family?
What is it, a vegetable?
No.
What is it then?
A banana is actually in the same family as the telephone.
Yeah?
Yeah, that's all I'm going to say now. If you want to find out more about it, visit your local library.
Wait a second. You're saying the banana and the telephone are related?
Just look at the handset, but I'm not going to say any more. Also, the banana figured prominently in the Revolutionary War.
Oh, did it? How so?
Well, if George Washington had outfitted his troops with bananas instead of rifles, the colonists would have been massacred by the British. Fortunately, he had the foresight to realize that rifles were more lethal than bananas and did not make that fatal mistake.
I see. But he was thinking about it.
Well, it had crossed his mind. But as you know, bananas don't do well in cold weather. And I think that clinched it. The bananas would have turned out brown prematurely and become a failed experiment.
I see.
Here's another strange fact. Bananas make wonderful pets.
Do they?
Yes! Few people realize this because bananas tend to be very shy. See, they won't make the first move. But next time you see a banana, pet it. You'll be pleasantly surprised at the warm response it'll give you. Don't be surprised if it begins to cuddle. They're very cute. And don't eat much.
What are the drawbacks?
Well, you get all attached to your pet banana, you give it a name and everything, and then after a week it becomes brown and turns to mush. It's a bummer.
I see that.
All right, here's another fact. Over half of all the clouds in the sky form into the shape of bananas.
Uh-huh.
Most people don't realize this because, well, they don't spend their time looking up. But next time you have a few moments, gaze at the sky, and you'll be surprised to find that clouds and bananas have much in common.
I spend many hours looking at the sky, Harry. I do not see bananas in the clouds.
Oh, not unpeeled bananas. The shape of the cloud is a peeled banana.
Uh-uh.
Okay. A peeled banana that's been mushed up, sort of like Gerber's baby food.
I see.
But it's bananas nonetheless.
White bananas.
The sun is yellow.
So?
It's just another strange fact.
That's a strange fact, that the sun is yellow.
Don't you find it a bit of a coincidence, Steve, that the sun is yellow and bananas are yellow?
What are you saying?
That if you ever really get cold, get near a banana. It'll warm you up.
Bananas don't warm you up.
No, but bananas grow in warm climates, so if you get near a banana, chances are you're in the tropics.
Ugh, your logic is impeccable.
Hey, no one's gonna peck on my logic, unless it's a banana.
Bananas can't peck.
That's where you're wrong. Few people realize that the banana is a type of bird and has a beak.
You said earlier the banana is like a telephone.
I did, didn't I? Okay, let me rephrase that. The telephone is a type of bird and has a beak.
You've really dug a hole for yourself, haven't you? You have no idea what you're talking about. Go ahead, admit it. Admit it.
Never! I would rather end this segment than ever admit that I'm making this all up.
Gee, I never would have guessed.
And that ends our strange fact segment for today about bananas.
Yeah, sure. And that was a dopey song you sang before.
I like the song.
right. Don't get so snappish. What are we going to hear now? Can we play something that doesn't have to do with bananas?
No! Staying with bananas!
All right, I'm sorry. What do we got?
Homer Jethro! Banana skins are falling.
Got a job out on a farm, just a garden and a barn, picking fruits and vegetables all day, say. But when all my work is through, then I'm craving more for you. Listen, dear, to what I've got to say. When I'm picking the beets, dear, that's when my heart beats for you. When I'm picking blueberries, that's when I feel blue for you. When I'm picking those onions, that's the only time I cry for you. But when banana skins are falling, I'll come sliding back to you. Since I went away, I've been lonesome night and day, and what's more, I'm feeling mighty blue, dear. Makes no difference what I do, all I do is think of you. Now I'll tell you something that is true. When I'm picking the radish, like your reddish hair it glows. When I'm picking the turnip, I can see your turn of nose. When I'm picking the garlic, then I'll breathe my love to you so true. But when banana skins are falling, I'll come sliding back to you.
Homer and Jethro.
Okay, Steve, now it's time to read my essay on bananas.
Oh, man.
I'm telling you, Steve, we need more bananas on the show.
This is too many bananas. You said a few bananas. Just like bunches and bunches of bananas.
Can never have too many bananas as far as I'm concerned.
Go ahead, read your essay on bananas.
Yes. Here it goes. I chose the banana.
Yes, I know you chose the banana. Go ahead.
Here goes. The banana.
Mm-hmm.
It's a remarkable fruit. It's constructed in the same architectural style as the sausage, but there are many differences between the two. For instance, the skin of the sausage is generally eaten, while it isn't advisable to eat the wrapping of the banana. There are other interesting differences between the two. For instance, the banana is usually held aloft while eating. The sausage is usually left in a reclining position. Bananas are often green in color to start and then turn yellow with time. The sausage starts out with an earthy color and retains that hue indefinitely. Also, the sausage depends on humans or a stuffing machine to create it, while the banana is the pristine product of Mother Nature. Both articles of food do resemble each other, however, in the fact that neither have a pit or kernel of any kind. In the case of the sausage, both ends are attached to other sausages, while the bananas are joined on only one end to the stem and on the other is entirely loose. And finally, the banana is a member of the vegetable family, while the sausage is often undecided.
That's the most remarkable essay I've ever heard.
You like it?
I don't know.
Day-o, daylight come and we won't go home. Day-o, day-o, daylight come
and... Hey, fella.
Huh?
What are you doing there yelling, Dayo? You're supposed to be loading the bananas. You're supposed to be working.
Dayo,
fella.
Dayo,
buddy. Why don't you go back to the boat? You're standing around here. You know, we're going to have trouble with the union any minute. And you're going to be asking for overtime for this stuff. You're carrying around one stalk with two lousy bananas on it. Now go back and tell the guy you want a regular stalk of bananas, will you? And untie your shirt in the middle there, will you, fella? Gee.
Shel Silverstein, from his very first album, as far as I know, Folk Singer's Blues, he's done very well for himself.
Sure, stick with these things about bananas.
All right, all right. Stop with the bananas. I can't stop. You have to stop. It's the end of the show.
Oh, good point.
All right.
I'm going to go out and buy some bananas. Yeah. You know what my favorite palindrome is?
Palindrome? It reads the same forward as backwards.
Yes, my favorite palindrome of all time.
What is it?
Yo, Banana Boy!
That's a palindrome. Yo, Banana Boy reads the same forwards as backwards. Yeah.
Okay.
I'm Chiquita Banana, and I'm here to say, if you want to get rid of your teacher today, just peel a banana, throw the skin on the floor, and watch your teacher slide out the door.
Knockout is produced at the Knockout Studios in Woodstock, New York. The show is written and produced by me, Steve Charney. SteveCharney.com has lots of videos of Harry and himself, his most jokes, email address, sales page, info about our live stage shows, lots more. And if you visit WGXC.org, click on archives, and type in the Knock on Wood in the Handy search bar, you can listen to previous Knock on Wood programs.